This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in on what we've been talking about, which is just generally how darknet drug markets save lives.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And
they compete with the big boys.
They do, and they do it very well. And, of course, this is not a surprise to anyone who leans libertarian. We've seen this over and over. Legalizing drugs so that these sorts of markets can exist openly saves people's lives. We saw the same thing with Backpage, I think was the name of it, the basically a prostitution website, which saved people's lives because it offered them the same sort of thing where...
So they arrested them.
They could not arrest people. They could rate people and, you know, get a feel for them and find out whether or not they wanted to...
Go back.
Yes, and... It saved people's lives. So obviously, yes, the people who are running Backpage got arrested, and I imagine a lot of the people working, contractors, whatever they would be called, also were arrested.
But, by the way, judge declared mistrial at the Backpage.com trial.
Oh, really?
Yep.
How recent was that?
September.
Okay. I'd like to get into that at some point, because I haven't heard that. But before we do, let's get to the phones. We have Derek calling from Erie, Pennsylvania. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I heard your show the other day about the Canisense website, you know, their CEO.
Yeah.
I had trouble registering on the site and saying that I needed a sponsor. And I didn't know if you guys would know anything about that or not, or...
Yeah, there was a link posted to the Free Talk Live social media accounts on that very night. So if you go back to Saturday, if you look at social.freetalklive.com and find the Free Talk Live profile there, you can find that link.
So basically, you have to have a sponsor, but with that link, you don't have to have a sponsor?
I think that is the sponsor link. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I didn't know you had to have a sponsor. That's news to me.
I haven't looked into it
because
I don't
read and
I don't do cannabis, so I haven't looked into it. So.
They're doing psychedelic mushrooms now too.
I had heard that.
Very interesting.
I have not looked into it. I don't have permission to use canisense.com, but
right. I don't think they're going to give it to you either.
It doesn't seem like it would be very likely, but one never knows. So yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about how the site works or what if you need a sponsor or whatever, but. As Ian said, head over to social.freetalklive.com, look us up there, and you'll find a link to it.
Yep.
Was that your only question tonight, Derek?
That's it.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for the call. We also have Dave calling from New Hampshire of RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. I have an update on one of the people who was arrested at the infamous executive council meeting in mid-October.
This is the meeting where the executive council voted 4-1 to deny $27 million in COVID bribe money from the federal government, and 9 people were arrested at that meeting. Peaceful protesters were arrested.
I smile every time I hear about them voting 4-1 to say, no, we don't want this dirty money from the federal government.
Yeah. I smile every time Sununu basically has been flipping out on the opposition, calling them retards and calling them, you know,
did he really?
Flat earthers and tinfoil hat wearers. It's like, you're crazy not to take this money. And I'm like, no, they know what's up. They know there's strings attached.
Did
every
he use
single
the word
time.
Retards?
I think he said flat tinfoil hat wearers, but okay.
That would be unfortunate because I got suspended from Twitter temporarily for calling him a fag repeatedly. So if he was going to be throwing that word around,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
tell us about this.
So what's the update?
One individual, Ridley.
So Grinnell was one of the 9 arrested at the governor's meeting. She was just sitting there and she was arrested. Maybe they were arresting her for something, some previous outstanding warrant or something. But
that's the claim, yeah.
I, you, to the public, of course. They see the video, and it's going to look like, okay, and they're just arresting people for sitting there, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, anyway, so she, I listened more in depth to her report on what happened to her. She did an in-depth interview with someone, and she had indicated that apparently a cop apologized to her for the arrest long before it happened.
What do you mean?
Like before the meeting, or?
Like he was like, we're sorry for what we're going to do to you later?
Well, yeah, she was outside trying to get some of the demonstrators to do something that the police wanted them to do. And they were like, clear a fire lane or something like that. And, yeah, she said a policeman came up to her and thanked her for what she did and then apologized to her.
Huh.
And she didn't know why he was apologizing. And then suddenly she was in jail.
So he had like a guilty conscience. Because we know this was an orchestrated event.
Oh, yeah.
They were already in the wings, ready to charge in as soon as Sununu, Flanunu, gave them the go-ahead.
Yep.
This, Sununu. what's interesting about this, though, I remember you guys were criticizing her, maybe not necessarily her personally, but some of the people for, kind of praising the police or being really nice to them or whatnot. And I wanted to give an historical precedent. This is a key tactic of the Serbian resistors in 1999 and 2000, who were successful at stopping the Balkan Wars and overthrowing Slobodan Milosevic without firing a shot or throwing a punch. They had a policy of praising the police who were arresting them. So this was part of their training. They would just say, oh, yes, we know you're just doing your job. Yeah, it's really terrible. You have to be forced to do this stuff. And really quickly, right, you started getting to a point where there was an incident where one of the cops, you know, arrested someone almost on direct orders from the president. And later that day, he got a call from his wife. Did you arrest so-and-so? She's like, you're not coming home tonight if you arrested so-and-so, because he's a good kid. He's always nice. You know, and so the idea of actually being nice to the police, I'm not sure I want to praise them for doing something terrible, but the nicer you can be to them, and I don't always get this perfect either, you know, but the nicer you can be to them, the more of these cops you will create who were apologizing to Teresa and to Therese. And the more
I see
you
your point, but man, it's a difficult pill to swallow. I mean, certainly shouting,
ooh, wow.
You gotta
try to be the good guy.
Yeah, but I mean, yelling at them and calling them Nazis isn't going to make them stop doing what they're doing. You're right about
that. Yeah, that doesn't help. It can make a video more dramatic and get seen by more people. But basically, I just wanted to outline that there is a historical precedent that these demonstrators did instinctively follow, whether for the right reasons or the wrong reasons, and we shouldn't throw out the idea of winning the police over.
Okay, so I'm listening to your story, Dave, and maybe I'm understanding it a little better after kind of rolling it over in my mind for a moment. What you were saying was the policeman in Bosnia or whatever, Serbia, the policeman's wife that was mad at him, she didn't actually know the person who he had arrested. She just sort of knew of him as being a nice person.
I think they were in the same, it was all in the same town. He was ordered to arrest, he had been putting off arresting some people in his town because he knew they weren't really doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Cause they would do these cute little publicity stunts. They were a lot of fun, these poor people in Serbia.
But I mean, he did ultimately arrest the kid, right?
Yeah, so he arrested him, and his wife, like, wouldn't let him come home. So
but is the theory that his wife, I'm sorry, just to clarify, is the theory that his wife was aware that he was always very nice, because she knew him personally, or that she just sort of knew of him as being a nice person because that's what people said about him because he was nice to the cops? I mean, it seems like a bit of a disconnect to say that him being nice to police in the past would have, gotten to the cop's wife, but is that what's being said here?
They knew each other. She knew the kids.
Then that's
arrested.
Different then, right, than just being to the
maybe,
cops.
Maybe so, but still. Still, the point remains that Vote 4 had a policy of getting its activists to really, you know...
Yeah, but the police still arrested... Yeah, I'm sorry to come around with you. The police still arrested this kid.
I think the police need to be shamed for what they're doing, and I think they need to be shamed by a large number of people, because ultimately that's what his wife did to him. His wife shamed him. She said, sure. You shouldn't have arrested this kid. I knew him. He was a good kid. And if enough people start treating the police like the thugs that they're behaving, then maybe they'll get it through their heads that not everybody likes them.
And I think they are starting to get it to their heads with all the Black Lives Matter rallies and things like that, with police resigning because they're like, hey, look, we don't want to have this reputation anymore. We don't want to do it.
Even before Black Lives Matter, it was hard for police departments to hire new cops.
What do you think? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Dan.
And Cody.
And last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide, so if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch with you and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself at Intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R-Coin.org. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much.
It's on your mind tonight.
Well, just real quickly, I want to say Mark is still out there promoting someone moving other than to the Pre-State Project, and he's doing it so regularly, it's ridiculous.
Where are you seeing him doing this?
Well, he's not doing it on Free Talk Live.
It's playing on this feed here, so I don't know. I'm here.
Is it the Free Private Cities ad?
Oh, the Free Private Cities ad. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's promoting people for freedom to move somewhere else than New Hampshire.
Look, I'm not going to promote New Hampshire as the one-size-fits-all approach for someone who wants to achieve liberty in our lifetime. If someone wants to try an alternative, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, good for them.
I think New Hampshire, the Free State Project, is the most successful and the most likely to succeed. But if that just doesn't inspire someone, then they should be allowed to hear the alternatives. Maybe something will inspire them.
Yeah, maybe one of those alternatives will actually take off. Who knows?
Well, I doubt it. There's so many reasons that it won't work.
That's what they said about New Hampshire.
Well, exactly, but. They're starting from scratch.
So did the Free State Project.
No, not really. New Hampshire was already a good starting place. There was a reason why New Hampshire was chosen, which is because it was arguably the freest of all the 50 states.
No,
it has 101. There's 101 reasons why New Hampshire was chosen. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Right. You can watch a great little documentary film about it. There's a text version of that as well. Very, very persuasive that it was a good starting point.
Well, no, I agree. I'm not saying that we were, we didn't have a good start. I didn't say you were saying that. Nobody else has a good start. I mean, that's my point is that these things are going to, did Mark ever, encourage, a free, space operation in New Hampshire.
He spent years here on Free Talk Live advocating for people to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's burned out, Bad Slave. I mean, it's just the reality. We've lost a lot of people over the years, and Mark, unfortunately, is one of them. And had the people who'd left New Hampshire to pursue whatever it was in their life that brought them away from New Hampshire, whether it be, taking care of a sick elderly family member or wanting to just go in a different direction in their life, if those people had stayed, we'd probably have, more than, 50% more people here. There's a lot of people who sadly were really talented that decided they were going to leave. Now, maybe some of them will come back someday. They'll realize that things are better here now and better than anywhere else on the planet by far. I think that's clearly true.
He's delusional. I'm done. Okay. I'm done with Mark.
Okay.
I want to talk about Penn Jillette. Penn Jillette.
Another sad story.
He's not.
Oh, you know something about it. His daughter Moxie decided that she's a boy.
Oh.
And
how old is she?
So what you meant was his son Moxie decided that he was a boy.
I
just looked. Moxie Crime Fighter is her.
Mm-hmm.
Name, middle name. Anyway,
Crime Fighter is his middle name?
His middle name, I guess now. I don't know.
Who gives their kid a middle name like Crime Fighter?
Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette. Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah,
so he's got a trans kid.
He lived in a prison for a while. I don't know if you knew that.
Penn did?
But, he bought a prison property, and he, you know,
weird,
gussied it up, of course. But
so Ian had asked how old Moxie is.
I just looked it up. She's in her teenagers.
Yeah, it says teenage. This article is in Taki Mag.
Okay. Why is this relevant, though?
Yeah,
who cares?
Does this bother you?
Well, I mean, the thing is that he's completely abandoned libertarianism.
Well, why does what his daughter did have anything to do with that? I mean, it's true, he has abandoned libertarianism, but whether or not he's abandoned libertarianism seems to have no bearing whatsoever on what his daughter has chosen.
Well, it's all part of the same transition he's going into.
I don't agree.
You know, people are saying he's gone vegan, so he's you know, I don't know, it's changed his brain or something like that. I mean,
he's been drinking the water.
I don't know what happened, though, Bad Slave, but Teller also switched to a Democrat in the 2020 election, and both Penn and Teller endorsed Joe Biden, and that was when, you know, I found out about all this and was just like a real shock because...
Yeah, Penn put out that stupid little message about how we have to choose love and togetherness, or
right,
whatever it was.
That somehow Biden stands for either of those things, and it was ridiculous.
Right, right.
So, I mean, focus on the real issue here, and that is that Penn Jillette, supposed libertarian, has lost his way, has lost his libertarianism, not what his his kid decides that she or he wants to do.
I think that the kid changing trans has changed. It was the impetus for this, all this change.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, no, I understand. Hold on, Bad Slave. I will explain it. Penn's trans son corrupted him into liberalism the same way that I turned you into a liberal and that Bonnie turned you into a liberal.
Wait, you're a liberal now?
Well, no, of course he's not, but that's what people have said, right?
Hey, did you turn your dad into a liberal?
No,
Ian's not a liberal.
No,
he's controlled opposition. You didn't hear?
So wait, you didn't turn your family into liberals when you went and changed your...
No, did not.
And have you seen Ian's hair tonight?
Liberal.
Totally liberal. Yeah. He's totally woke.
So right, that's essentially what you're saying, Bad Slave, right? I certainly don't agree. Thank you so much for the call tonight.
That's ridiculous.
By the way, I know you guys have been trying to get me to go watch a movie with you.
Now we're not allowed to watch movies, apparently.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, no, I'm not going out with Ian in any movies until
that
hair grows back.
What, did you think I'll look like your boyfriend or something?
No, because you look like the guy from the shooter kid.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
What was it, Seattle?
No, Colorado.
The Dark Knight.
Aurora. Colorado.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe if there's another new movie, we may be able to go see one again or something.
Dune is out right now, and I can't watch any of the reviews.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, everyone's saying.
Have you gone to see it?
Nope.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. I'd also rather just like to focus on Penn's politics instead of whatever his family's getting up to. But what do you think? 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring home prices may finally be cooling off just a bit. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index showing home prices rose at an annual rate of 19.8% in August, which is the same as the previous month. It's the first time the annual gain hasn't jumped since early 2020.
We're still working, and we are closer to reaching a final agreement on President Biden's Build Back Better plan.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking there while holding his weekly press conference. Moderates such as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin want to see a maximum price tag of around $1.5 trillion. That number is still too high for Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who told reporters Americans aren't asking for what's in the bill. This is USA Radio News. Protests and unrest continue in Sudan.
Tens of thousands have taken to streets in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and the city of Omdurman after troops arrested the prime minister in a coup. The Ministry of Information claims troops have fired on pro-government protesters. Footage shared online shows that Sudanese citizens responded to the plea of their transitional government, which was formed in 2019. Smoke can be seen rising across the cityscape. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The eastern seaboard is continuing to get clobbered by a nor'easter. Heavy rains and high winds are hitting millions from New Jersey to northern Massachusetts. A flash flood warning remains in effect. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And I don't think any of us here are particularly fans of Noam Chomsky. I don't know a whole lot about him.
He's got a good anti-war stance.
That's about all you can say about him.
And that's it.
He's otherwise pretty much a commie, right?
He claims,
I always understood him to be an anarcho-syndicalist.
He claims that, and he also claims libertarian socialist, whatever the hell that is.
It's an anarcho-communist, is what that is.
And correct.
I used to argue with libertarian socialists about this because when they described it, it's just anarcho-communism.
Yeah, and syndicalism is where you basically the workers unite and they take over the economy.
It's ruled by unions,
correct.
Right? And it's not anarchy at all. It's controlled by unions.
Yeah, so anti-war, that's about all he's got going. But yeah, he's back in the news today. He has come out with his opinion, and this is really a lot of the far left's opinion on what to do with those nasty, leper, unvaccinated, MAGA hat-wearing losers. And here's his take. Philosopher Noam Chomsky.
I have never worn a MAGA hat in my life.
Well,
me neither.
They usually the unvaccinated are thrown into the... to the MAGA camp, even though we all here have never, I don't even know any, but not even my dad voted Trump, but he would never wear a red MAGA hat. So I don't know that I don't even know anybody who wears this nonsense. But anyways.
I don't think I do either.
Vincent.
Oh, really?
Wear a MAGA hat.
Sincerely?
Or is he trolling?
Okay. Hard to say.
Wearing one because you're trolling is different from wearing one sincerely. Or wearing one. I guess if he's just trying to get a reaction from people, that is, by definition, trolling.
That's a good way to get a reaction these days. Noam Chomsky argued that those who remain unvaccinated should be segregated, saying that obtaining food after they had the decency to remove themselves from the community was their problem.
Yeah, these people really do hate unvaccinated people.
I'm okay with, you know, having to buy food directly from the farmers who almost certainly are not vaccinated themselves.
We're going to get to that argument because he's talking, yeah, he brings this up like, we're going to have all the food, we're going to have all the stuff, and you lepers can go over to the corner over there and you can just deal with it. Except what he doesn't realize,
the truck drivers, the people working,
the farmers, the workers, they're all unvaccinated MAGA people. They're not, so they have, they're holding the cards, man.
Well, certainly not all of them, but quite a few of them, certainly. I mean, think about your average truck driver. He's not a Bernie supporter, man.
No, he's not. He's not. After the left-wing linguist was asked what separation of the unvaccinated would look like on a practical level, Chomsky said the unvaccinated should remove themselves from the community.
Hey, or, I would love to. Look, if we could just come to New Hampshire and remove ourselves from the community that is the United States, and then we can have our little unvaccinated paradise here. I got to say, I'm with Noam Chomsky on this one so far.
Yeah.
Will they let us? Will they let us actually remove ourselves from society?
You can't leave the plantation. And if you do leave the plantation, you just go right to another one, the next door plantation. So we should remove ourselves from the community for the safety of others and make arrangements to get food without coming in contact with others. Quote, how can we get food to them? Chomsky told YouTube's Primo Radical on Sunday. Well, that's actually their problem. Chomsky, 92, compared to people who do not want to get vaccinated to those who do not want to stop at red lights in traffic, saying that if people treasure...
Yeah, I really don't want to stop at red lights in
traffic. If there's no traffic, I'm not inclined to stop.
That's a good way to look at it.
I will usually stop long enough to make sure that there's no one coming.
But no cops around.
Yeah, and that too.
So you compare
it's
them
just
to,
like walking across the street, you know, here in Keene, a lot of people wait for the stupid light to come on,
even
indicating
they
can walk even though there's no traffic.
And they push the button anyways. No traffic. They push the button.
It when they do that, because then you have to wait for the light, even though they've already crossed.
Yes, they need to remove those things for sure. I'm in total agreement with that.
Well, they're useful during the day when there's a lot of traffic and a lot of people walking around, but at nighttime, just
walk.
Just go.
Just stop pushing the button. So, yes, he compares them to people who don't stop at traffic lights, saying that if people treasure their liberty so much, they should find a way to protect it and secure it for themselves.
I'm still agreeing here, seceding from the United States.
The linguist's remarks were met with mixed reactions on Twitter, with some supporting his calls from the unvaccinated to be isolated. Some blue checkmark says, Noam Chomsky is trending because he wants to get tough on people who choose to stay unvaccinated. Good for him.
Tough as in throwing them into camps, though.
Yeah. Yes, where it's leading. Right. And the most surprising part about this is, guess who Noam Chomsky is? He's the son of two Jewish immigrants.
Mm.
You think anybody, he would know better. But he's actually asking for it. He's calling for it, because what happens when these people don't self-isolate? What happens when they do want to go out and buy food from the farmer's market and supposedly one of Noam's buddies, his buddies is there?
What happens if they don't voluntarily move to the ghetto that you told them they should move to?
What happens if they don't put the star on their chest so that you
No, the star is for the people who are vaccinated.
No. We've talked about this. It'll start like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the star wearers be like, wait a minute, why are we wearing the stars? We outnumber these people.
Well, the star
they should never change. I have to buy a special star and sew it on. No. The lepers should do all that.
No, see, that's not the way it is. The star makes them feel good about mm-hmm. themselves. Like they've done
like
something good. And
like a merit badge.
Yes, and your lack of a star makes you bad because you didn't do something good. So they love the star.
They've reversed the plot, basically.
Right.
See? Oh, it's not like Nazi Germany. It's different.
Not yet.
It's different.
It's different. It's different this time.
Time when they're talking about people self-isolating from the rest of society, they would never actually go through with it.
No, not this time. It'll be good. It'll be better this time.
Absolutely.
Build back better.
And they would never actually go through with a vaccine mandate telling people, hey, look, you can't go to restaurants, you can't go to grocery stores, you can't go to bars, you can't go to any of these places, and if you do, you're going to get treated like a second-class citizen if you don't have this vaccination card. They would never actually do that, like we talked about more than a year ago here on Free Talk Live.
Nope.
By the way, the Obedient are very, very excited. The FDA panel has apparently approved vaccinations for kids from 5 to 11 years old. So that's going to move on to the CDC and then possibly for full approval from the FDA. It's very, very, very exciting for these Obedient people. They're ready to get their kids all jacked up on a vaccine.
You mean that FDA-approved vaccine that doesn't? It's not even on the market yet. It's still the old one. Comirnaty isn't even out yet.
Yeah.
So by the way, if any workers out there, their bosses are threatening you, all you got to say is it hasn't been approved yet. Oh yes, it has been approved. No, actually, it hasn't been approved. Comirnaty has been approved.
Well, there isn't even a mandate yet, and there's talk about them pushing it back until after the holidays because they don't want to make the worker shortage even worse.
Yeah, how do you like that?
Before the holidays.
Yeah, the business sector has come out and be like, let's just hold off a second. We're fourth quarter right now. This is when we make our money for the rest of the year. This is how we survive. If you do this to us now in the next two months, oh, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad either way. So
others accused him of being a socialist and slammed him as an overrated, babbling, authoritarian mess.
See, I don't think accusing someone of being a socialist should be an insult. They insult him by pointing out that he's a sociopath who was just talking about segregating some 20%-ish of the population.
It's more than that.
And making them fend for themselves about how they were going to actually survive.
It's like over 40% who are not fully vaccinated. And when you consider the boosters and those coming down, I think it's going to be 50-50.
Speaking of the CDC, today they approved a fourth booster shot for people who are highly at risk. I don't remember exactly what terminology they used.
Oh, you mean like Colin Powell?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's just get all the sickly old people to take this thing. This is exactly what they want, man. Get these people off the books. Get these tax breathes, this meat.
I see. I just don't see it that way. They're just funneling as much money as they can to Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
And getting rid of old people, which is just sucking it down. They're not helping the economy. They're the Ponzi scheme doesn't need old people.
I think Colin Powell probably wasn't unwealthy. You know, he was probably contributing to the economy. It's hard to be
an 80-year-old. Nah, he was in the hospital.
He surely had money though.
He had health problems.
Yeah, but he was paying his bills, right? You would think. But what are your thoughts? Maybe I'm wrong. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about what this psychopath thinks should be done to unvaccinated people. 603-283.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about Noam Chomsky here, who is 92 years old and clearly losing his sanity. He's arguing basically that people who are not vaccinated should self-isolate from society.
Well, you know, old people and children and drunk people all speak the truth. So my question is he getting old and senile and just babbling, or is this how he's always felt, which I believe that it is?
He's always
and
been electus.
And he's just speaking his mind the way that he's always felt, but he's been holding back.
I don't think he's losing anything. He's always been a hard leftist, so it's the leftists who, by and large, are the majority of the supporters of this, you know, COVID madness crackdown medical authoritarian state. So this isn't a surprise at all. I don't think it would have mattered if he were 92, 62. Or 42.
And he has always argued about the community. And what do you do?
Yeah, because that's how the liberals justify all of their belief system, but it's for the greater good. You've got to crack some eggs to make an omelet, and I absolutely hate that, because if you ask 100 different people, you will find at least one person who you are the egg that they want to crack to make their perfect little paradise.
But this does bring up a good question. How would we handle it? Now, I know how I would handle COVID-19. I would just stay home that day, and then I'll, you know, maybe even a couple of days, and, you know, not to come in and get my coworkers sick.
You mean if you caught it?
If I caught it, yeah. I mean, there are ways to handle it, but that's just a cold. That's what this is. Now, what if it was actually something like, I don't know, like smallpox, which can be devastating. I think like 30% of people who got it were actually succumbing to it, and not to mention being horribly scarred and some people even blinded from this ailment. Which, you know, that's a real situation. Now, how would we handle someone with smallpox in our community? Would we insist differently? Would we insist that they self-isolate?
Look, if there were bodies piling in the street, then certain, and there was a vaccine for the thing that was killing people, I would not have the same, no, I'm not taking that vaccine approach that I have to COVID-19.
Correct. You would weigh the options. You would be like, what are my risks of just trucking on through?
Yeah, I'd be like, I drove to the studio today and I bypassed, 14 dead bodies in the streets of 30-year-olds. I'm going to take this vaccine.
The Noam Chomskys of the world, that's how they're treating this. They're like, people are dying like flies from this nonsense.
It's insane.
But I had COVID-19 and I went about my life just like normal. I realized a lot of people are like, oh my God, you probably got so many people sick. I got zero people sick when I had COVID-19.
Yeah.
Working here and working at my other job.
So I think the problem with this argument, I think he's right on a certain level if it was actually a real pandemic.
Even if it was a real pandemic,
people were dying in the streets.
I couldn't possibly be like, hey, you people who don't want to get vaccinated, you have to self-isolate. Even if it was a real pandemic, man.
And starve, because we're not going to, because that's your problem. I don't care how you get food, it's your problem.
Yeah,
I
still wouldn't say that.
That's what he said, though.
I know, but I'm saying even if it was a real pandemic with bodies piling in the streets, I wouldn't tell people, hey, look, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you have to stay away from the rest of society and figure out how to get your own food.
Yeah, well, he's not, I'm sorry, I don't buy it that he's saying, oh, it's self-isolation. No, that's going to be enforced.
Yes,
because
it has to be.
Yeah, none of these proposals.
He's not going to say that. He didn't say that. Yeah. But that's how it has to happen.
Right.
Otherwise, people aren't going to follow the rules. They're not going to stop at the stupid stoplight. They're going to go right on through when there's no one there, just like we all do.
Well, it's certainly true that the Jewish people in Nazi Germany did not voluntarily move to the ghettos
or put the stars on or get in those cattle cars.
Right.
And it was all cumulative. That's how it happened. First, you went to the ghettos. Then you had to wear the stars. Weren't they disease ridden? Wasn't that the claim that was going around? We had to get these people out of the city because they're full of disease, and so
and lice and stuff. And it was because they were all crammed in these unsanitary ghettos. Yeah.
So now we got to get them out of the city. Get in the cattle cars. You're going to a better home. You better go to a better place.
And
they all just did it.
I hate comparing the treatment of the unvaccinated people for COVID-19 to how the Nazis treated the Jews, but at a certain point, you have to recognize history and realize that, yeah, it actually did start with little stuff like this, and it continued getting worse and worse gradually.
Dehumanization.
Over a 20-year period until there was a Holocaust.
That's where this is going. Division, division, and before you know it,
you're actually executing
members of your community, of your society, that have been dehumanized over years.
Mm-hmm. And it's working with people. Not everyone, an alarming number, even if it's just one person on Twitter saying, hey, Noam Chomsky's onto something here, that's one too many people.
Well,
way more than one.
Good news. I have two tweets of people who don't agree with Noam. Sonia Poulton, Blue Check, says, Noam Chomsky once had a fine mind. Now he's an overrated, babbling, authoritarian mess. Isolate the unvaccinated from society? What about stop listening to academics who are well past their best, if he was ever best? Dave Rubin, Blue Check Mark, Chomsky is a truly disgusting human being.
Wow.
Alternate tweet, pathetic old socialist reveals evil nature, which lays just beneath every oh-so-tolerant progressive.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's right.
Well, I'm sure
showing their true colors.
I'm sure they can find plenty of, right-wing people, conservatives who condemn this sort of thinking. But how many people on the left are actually saying, hey, you know what, that's too far. That's what I would be curious about. Those are the people I want to hear from. The blue checkmark people who are like, hey, look, man, I'm with you. I'm anarcho-syndicalism all the way, but what you're talking about here, I'm not okay with that.
Mm. Well, like we said, he didn't actually say forced isolation. He never went that far. We know that's where it's going to lead.
Oh, yeah.
But his leftist buddies who are like, they're not going to come. No, they've come out in defense of him because he hasn't actually gone there yet. He didn't say cattle cars yet, but that's where it's going. Chomsky's remarks on segregating the unvaccinated come after a growing number of businesses are requiring their workers to get vaccinated. About 1,900 state workers in Washington, the state of Washington, reportedly either resigned or were fired by October 19. And Northwell Health in New York fired 1,400 employees on October 4 for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine.
Now, this is an interesting side effect of what's been going on with these mandates is government workers are actually losing their jobs. You know how hard it is to fire a government worker? You can actually, if they're actually getting rid of all these government workers, then that's good news. But, of course, the bad news is they're probably going to try to hire a bunch more to replace them. But if this actually resulted in government's payrolls getting getting smaller by, you know, 25%. I mean, I can't complain about that.
Yeah, government workers, but healthcare workers?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's where we're going to have real issue in the next couple years. Now, we're all right.
You definitely want to fire healthcare workers during a pandemic. That's certainly the best approach.
While the left-wing philosopher has made headlines in the past for controversial remarks such as for calling for reparations for black people, he also signed an anti-cancel culture letter in July 2020 warning of an intolerant climate on all sides. I'm not familiar with that one. But, yeah, Noam.
Apparently he's okay with an intolerant climate now.
Yeah, that...
Always been with people, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to tolerate people who aren't tolerant because they don't understand what the word tolerant means. To them, they think tolerance means accepting. If you don't accept someone 100%, no. you're being intolerant. But
tolerance means allowing.
Yes, it just means not stopping it. Like, mm-hmm. I tolerate my dog chewing on pieces of wood because I know that means she's not destroying something that I don't want her to destroy. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't approve of it, but I tolerate it because it's the lesser of evils and it's not really a big deal.
You need to get that dog a squeaky toy.
Dude, she destroys them. She's a young, energetic golden retriever. They don't stand a chance.
Get her a Kong. She can't destroy it.
What is a Kong?
Kong? Oh, you never seen a Kong before? Uh-uh. You have to look it up.
It's like this little frozen thing that you...
It's not frozen. It's hard rubber.
Now, we have determined that she'll no longer eat ghost peppers.
I'm assuming not. Well, she doesn't chew on any of the cables that I put ghost pepper sauce on.
There you go.
So there is that. But she did attempt, because I keep her treats in Ziploc bags, and I had ghost peppers in Ziploc bags, and she found them in my purse, which she knows she's not supposed to go into, but, you know, she's in that rebellious teenage phase. Mm. So she discovered a Ziploc bag. I was like, ooh, I found treats. Yeah. I thought she ate one of them because there were two in there, and I only found one. But last night she started growling and barking. I turned around to see what she was doing because she's a golden retriever and they don't growl or bark ever. And sure enough, there was a little ghost pepper sitting there on the floor that she was just growling and barking.
She didn't eat it.
No, she
spat it out.
She had bit into it, but then she had decided I'm not eating that. But she was very unhappy that it had the audacity to continue to exist. But it does work as a way of keeping her from chewing things that I don't want her to chew on. I don't tolerate her chewing on cables and stuff. Hits the ghost pepper sauces on them. But tolerating something doesn't mean you approve of it. And you kind of have to tolerate things that you don't approve of. Tolerate just means not stopping it. Just means allowing it. The left doesn't understand that. Nope. That's how we end up in this position. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Coming up, we're going to talk about the metaverse that Facebook is pimping. But first, more news from New Zealand and their prime minister. They have a new plan to track people and monitor people. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.